The Magic Ball. The Story of Lionel. This is the first story, and it is about Lionel. Lionel lived in the first house on Cattywampus Street. He was a nice boy, a quiet boy, a boy who was easy to get along with. Everybody liked Lionel. One day, Lionel went to buy a magic ball. Now, you might think it silly to try to buy a magic ball. Maybe you don't believe in magic. But Lionel believed in magic, and he had been saving up for a long, long time to buy a magic ball. Finally, he had enough money. Lionel walked all the way to the Waddle Bee toy store at the end of Cattywampus Street, where the pavement ends. The toy store was on the first floor of a two-story building. It had an old sign above the door that said, Waddle Bee, in faded red letters. The sign didn't even say it was a toy store, but you could tell it was because of the display in the front window. There were stuffed animals, lions and tigers and bears, a big dollhouse, floppy puppets, squeaky toys, wind-up toys, toy cars, toy trucks, toy trains, all kinds of puzzles and games, and yes, some balls. Lionel opened the door, and a tiny little bell went, jing-a-ling-ling. The shopkeeper looked up and frowned. She seemed like she was in a bad mood, but Lionel walked over to her anyway. Do you have any magic balls? He asked. The shopkeeper grumbled something Lionel couldn't understand and pointed to the back of the store. Lionel walked along the dusty, dark aisles. He passed a stuffed monkey, a plastic squeaky frog, some rubber spiders, and a lot of balls of all different colors and sizes. But none seemed magic, so he kept going. Finally, in a way, way back corner, on the tippy-top shelf behind a bunch of blocks, was one ball with a bright red star. The star twinkled in the dim light, casting a reddish glow on Lionel's face. Lionel smiled. This was the magic ball he was looking for. But the ball was way too high for him to reach. How would he get it down? He could ask the shopkeeper, but she was busy yelling at another customer, and he didn't want to interrupt. So Lionel started wishing. This is what he wished. I wish that magic ball would roll off the tippy-top shelf and right into my arms. And lo and behold, it did. The magic ball with the bright red star rolled right into Lionel's arms. The red star twinkled. Lionel brought it to the register. The other customer had moved on, and now the shopkeeper glared at Lionel over the top of her eyeglasses. Are you sure you want that silly old ball? She asked. Yes, said Lionel. He paid for it and went on his way. Outside, he ran into his friends, Linda Lee and Hans. At least, he thought they were his friends, but being around magic can change people. And not always for the best. And in this story, Linda Lee and Hans are not so nice, as you will soon see.